Well, I appreciate Brother Paul leading that song. Farther along, we will know more about it. We'll understand why. I wanted to read a poem and then make just mention something about a passage in Romans 11. And this is a poem here written by Brett Petrillo. Oh, Song of Invitation 922. Brett Petrillo, I went to preaching school with him, or I think he was a year behind me maybe. And in the poem here, there's verses, but I'm just going to read the poem and not the verses to you, because it's a neat little poem, and I think it's just one, a neat thing to get us thinking. And it reads, "It is something we cannot truly fathom, creating all people beginning with Adam. He shaped and formed the world with his power, everything from huge galaxies to the little flower. He made nature so we could stand in awe, his strength displayed without flaw. No one can challenge his might, not even Satan will win the fight. Yet his power is often intertwined with love, seen most in the sending of his Son from above. God's power can save us from our sin if we would but give our lives over to him. So let us fear God and keep his laws, and his power will deliver us from hell's jaws. Therefore, let us fear God and turn away from wrong so that God can take us home where we belong." I just thought it's such a neat poem to get you thinking. And what I want you to do the remainder of this week, I want you to think about the greatness of God. Now, feel free to think about the greatness of God this evening, but especially the morning. When you wake up, try the whole, I want you to think about the greatness of God. Look in the sky and the, well, we're not going to be able to see the sky. I think it's raining tomorrow, but you know what I mean. Look at nature, right? Or when the sun does come out, or at night, step out, look at the stars, or look at a small flower. You know, look at a baby, a child, right? And really just, I want you to be in awe of God's power and creation. In Romans chapter 11, beginning in verse 33, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." And I would just add this. He goes to the next chapter. He's talking about you presenting your body as a living sacrifice. Right? So he's reminding us of the greatness of God. And hey, by the way, I want you to live your life giving spiritual sacrifices. This evening, if there's anyone subject to the gospel invitation, we'd love to help you with that. If you need to put on Christ in baptism, let's do that, or let's talk about it. Let's study that. Let's pray about that. If you've done that and you've fallen away, it's time for you to come home in a public manner. Let's do the same. Let's show you the love of God and get you right with God. If you have a need, let somebody know, please, as we stand and sing.